Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts across 27 states, coast to coast. Washington, D.C. breaking 100 degrees this weekend. The extreme heat triggering severe thunderstorms in the Midwest. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds declaring a disaster with parts of the state overwhelmed by catastrophic flooding.
Businesses are shuttered. Main streets have been impacted. Hospitals, nursing homes, and other care facilities were evacuated. Cities are without power, and some are without drinkable water.
Prime Minister Netanyahu doubling down on his claims that arms shipments from the U.S. to Israel are decreasing. This is deadly IDF strikes level more buildings in northern Gaza. And Israel's defense minister prepares for meetings with officials here in the United States. At least 9 dead, including police officers, after an apparent coordinated attack on a synagogue and 2 churches in Russia's Dagestan region. The area has long suffered from an extreme Islamist insurgency. This is ABC News. Orders for new cars have been tied up at thousands of dealerships in recent days after a cyber attack hit a major software provider.
CDK Global now says operations are being restored at more than 15,000 car dealerships after a cyber attack last week crippled the software that company provides to dealerships across North America. CDK has said it'll take several days to get back to normal. One of the companies affected, Ford, is now acknowledging the hack, saying there may be delays and inconveniences at some locations. It also says Ford and Lincoln dealerships have alternative processes which allow them to continue sales. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
American runner Sha'Carri Richardson is going to Paris. The track star won the 100-meter women's final, officially punching her ticket to the Olympics. Richardson clocking the fastest time in the world by a woman this year. She's expected to bring home multiple medals. Had to sit out the 2020 Tokyo Olympics after a positive test for marijuana. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. There is a flood warning in effect from this evening until Tuesday evening for the Kickapoo River near Gays Mills. Minor flooding is expected. Isolated showers are possible tonight, then mostly clear overnight with areas of fog. Pockets of dense fog possible, low 57. Sunny tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds in the afternoon. A 20% chance of a brief shower or two in the later afternoon, high 85. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Rain with embedded thunderstorms likely overnight. A quarter of an inch of rain is possible. It will be humid with a low of 68.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, June 23rd. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Severe weather went through southern Wisconsin yesterday, creating severe thunderstorm warnings, flash flood warnings, and even tornado warnings in several counties throughout the area. There were potential tornadoes reported in some areas which damaged or destroyed buildings, including the Apple Grove Lutheran Church in Argyle, which was completely destroyed. The big story from the storms was heavy rainfall. Many streets and roadways became flooded, creating debris and mudslides in the roadways. There also was reports of downed trees on County N. Here at WRCL, we received 3.19 inches of rain yesterday. Combined with the 2.12 inches that we received Friday, we received just a little over 5.5 inches over the past 2 days. We will have a break until Monday when there is more rain in the forecast. Because of high water and/or mudslides, there are roads that are still closed since last night. In Richland County, State Highway 58 from Huffman Lane to Highway 54 is closed. Also closed is County Highway F from Echo Glen Road to Taylor Hollow Road. Roads that are now open in Richland County that was closed include County Highway Q from Jackson Drive to County Highway E, County Highway E from County Highway Q to 1 mile south of Goplin Hill Road, and County Highway O from County Highway 00 to Ash Creek Road. In Sauk County, Wisconsin 154 from County CH to Golf Course Road near Rock Springs is closed. Also on Highway 154, Highway D and Buckeye Road near Rock Springs is closed as well. And in Sauk County, Highway 130 near Durst Road is also closed. If you come upon a roadway that has water and or is barricaded, do not attempt driving around barricades and through the water. Remember, turn around, don't drown. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Gaze Mills, Reedstown, and Biola until Tuesday night. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown, when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Vernon County Sheriff Roy R. Torgerson reports a motorcycle accident on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen that occurred this morning at approximately 9:50. The operator and single occupant, Jonathan Tomlinson, was traveling south on State Highway 35 just south of Spring Coulee Road when he lost control of his motorcycle. A witness stated it appeared he was losing his ball cap just prior to losing control of the motorcycle. There were tire impressions left on the roadway in excess of 300 feet prior to Tomlinson being ejected from the bike. Tomlinson was wearing sunglasses but did not have a helmet. He was transported by Tri-State Ambulance to Gunderson Health System with serious injuries. However, they do not appear to be life-threatening. The southbound lane was shut down on State Highway 35 for approximately 2 hours. Social justice groups want social workers, not the police, to respond to some emergency calls. They're promoting a package of 17 bills in Congress. Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue. This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Hunt calls the biogas greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. The Missoula Children's Theater will be presenting Robin Hood at Riverdale Elementary School Friday evening, June 29th, and Saturday afternoon, June 30th. Auditions for Riverdale students will be held tomorrow at noon at the Russ Commons, with the first rehearsal to begin that afternoon. Rehearsals will then be held Tuesday through Friday at noon until 4, with a brief break at 2. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to Chris Simonson or Rebecca Knoll at the Riverdale School website. The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to combat a drastic shortfall in donations. Record-breaking summer travel and severe weather conditions are expected to persist all season long, which may prevent donors from being able to give. When fewer people donate, less blood is available for hospital patients. Make a blood or platelet donation a priority this summer. Donors of all blood types are needed, especially those with type O blood and donors giving platelets. The Red Cross will be holding 8 blood drives around the area this week. 2 blood drives will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6. One will be held at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval, with the second at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Wednesday from 12:30 to 5:30, there will be a blood drive at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. On Thursday, a blood drive will be held from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. And then there will be 3 blood drives on Friday. One will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony's and Philip Parish in Highland. And the third will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And the second in a series of Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board-sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River will be held Tuesday from 9 to 1. It will run from Muscadet to Port Andrew. The large Voyager replica canoes, commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the Sesquicentennial in 1998, will be used. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, and reservations are required. Small groups may sign up for the trip, but should do so early to assure adequate space is available. To make a reservation or ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. A waiting list will be developed in the case of cancellations. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles are provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. A trip will also be held Wednesday from 9 to 1 and will travel from Gotham to Muscadet. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Today is Sunday, June 23rd. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died June 15th at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71 of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you've been having a great Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Generally quiet weather conditions expected across most of the region into Monday, although a few isolated showers had formed out in northwest Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. That system is diving southeast, so there's a very slight chance a couple of spots could see a brief shower this evening. Otherwise, most of tomorrow looks quiet before some active weather returns tomorrow night. Also, a front swirling in from Minnesota and Iowa should ignite some pretty heavy thunderstorms over eastern Minnesota by early evening Monday. Then tracking southeast across the Badger State Monday night. Potential is there of picking up a half inch or more rainfall in spots, so anybody in a flood-prone location or dealing with already existing flooding, please be sure to check in for later statements. Most of that should move away early Tuesday morning. It's going to be quite warm but humid Tuesday. The heat index could reach the 90s. A cold front will slide through Tuesday afternoon, giving us at least a chance of another thunderstorm, although the greatest chance of widespread activity may be just to our south Tuesday afternoon. We should catch a break Wednesday and Thursday before the next system hits Thursday night into Friday. So that forecast for tonight, that slight chance of a shower in the evening, then mostly clear. Pockets of fog later on, low in the mid-50s. Northwest wind about 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. Tomorrow sunny early, then some gradually increasing clouds and warmer, high near 84. South to southeast wind 7 to 14. Monday night, humid with pockets of rain and storms likely, low 68. Tuesday, warm and humid. Any showers ending early in the morning, then a 30% chance of thunderstorms once again later in the afternoon, high near 87. The outlook for Wednesday, partly cloudy and cooler, high 74. Thursday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies, high 76. 40% chance of rain Thursday night. Friday, breezy and humid with thunderstorms likely, high of 80. And Saturday, we dry off with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 79 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 84, and we received 3 19 hundredths inches of rain. That combined with Friday's total of 2 12 hundredths gives us a two-day total of just a little over 5.5 inches. Record high set back in 1983 is 95 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1972. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 56. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:22. The winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.85 and we have received 1/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hearn.
Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
There was Home Talent League baseball action today, and in our featured broadcast, heard earlier on WRCO 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Arena hosted Dodgeville. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Dodgeville Knights defeated the Arena Aces by a score of 5-3 in 10 innings in Home Talent Baseball Sunday League action. Very good game, as Dodgeville was very close to being defeated for the first time in Sunday League action. Instead, they improved to 7-0 with the win. They scored two runs right out of the gate on a two RBI double by Justin Baylor and added a run in the third when Sean Riley doubled and scored. And so it was 3-0, but Arena bounced back with two runs in the fourth inning. They were able to score when Jimmy Jennings walked and scored. Trey Schulte with a bunt single, and he would score. Dodgeville committed three errors in the inning. And evening the score in the sixth inning, Arena able to plate a run on a bases-loaded walk from Dane McAlee that scored Keegan Chose, and it was 3-3 all the way to the 10th inning. Now, a new rule in Home Talent Baseball extra innings, they place a runner at second base, as they do in Major Leagues, and that is what Dodgeville did. Runner at second base after one out. Taren Bakup doubled in the run, and he later would score in a single by Bo Levetzel, and it was 5-3. Arena, with its runner on board in the 10th inning, able to get them to third base, but that's as far as they would go, as Levetzel was able to get the last two outs on strikeouts and log the win for Dodgeville. Leighton Bowers started, pitched the first six. Bo Levetzel gets the win as he works the final four innings. For Arena, Nate Jennings starts and works the first six. Elijah Ault pitched the last four innings for Jennings along the way. Pitched well, at times had a total of five strikeouts and gave up a total of five Dodgeville hits. Ault cruises along, gives up a couple of hits in the 10th inning, and strikes out seven in relief. Leading hitters again today, good effort for Trey Schulte with a couple of base hits leading the way for Arena. Jimmy Jennings had a hit, and also Alan Spurley with a couple of hits. It was a big day for Dodgeville as they hold them off by a score of 5-3 in 10 innings. Arena falls to 1-5. So the next action coming up on the 30th of June, and for the Arena franchise, getting set for some big road games. In fact, they'll be on hand at Muscadet in a couple of weeks, and next week they'll be at Ridgeway as they get into the heart of the last month of the Western Conference. And on the other side, for the Dodgeville Knights, they'll play at Blanchardville on Saturday for their next game. Final count today in Arena, 5-3. The Dodgeville Knights over the Arena Aces. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee.
The Brewers are currently up on the Padres 6-1, entering the bottom of the eighth. The game is broadcasted live on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. Also, in MLB scores, the Phillies defeated the Diamondbacks 4-1. The Braves beat the Yankees 3-1. Rays over the Pirates 3-1. The Red Sox took care of business over the Reds 7-4. The Marlins defeated the Mariners 6-4. The Tigers over the White Sox 11-2. The Guardians defeated the Blue Jays 6-5. The Astros over the Oilers 8-1. The Cardinals over the Giants 5-3. The Rangers over the Royals 4-0. The Nationals over the Rockies 2-1. Currently in the bottom of the eighth, the Twins are above the Athletics 3-0. And tonight, the Mets will play the Cubs. Max Scherzer pitched five scoreless innings in his season debut for the Texas Rangers. The three-time Cy Young Award winner struck out four and allowed only one hit against Kansas City on Sunday. He threw 39 of his 57 pitches for strikes and didn't walk a batter. Scherzer hadn't started a game since Game 3 of the World Series on October 30th, when he exited after three scoreless innings because of back tightness. He had surgery in mid-December to repair a herniated disc in his lower back, then during his rehab dealt with a nerve issue that was diagnosed after he experienced right thumb soreness. Toronto Blue Jays infielder Aurelvis Martinez has been suspended for 80 games by Major League Baseball following a positive test for the performance-enhancing drug clomiphene. The announcement comes 2 days after the 22-year-old Martinez made his Major League debut. He issued a statement Sunday apologizing to the Blue Jays and their fans and saying he and his girlfriend were trying to start a family. So he visited a fraternity clinic in the Dominican Republic where he was prescribed treatment that included a banned substance. Martinez has been on the Blue Jays 40-man roster since November 2022. He went 1-for-3 with a strikeout on Friday at Cleveland. It's very simple for the Florida Panthers now. Win on Monday and you're Stanley Cup champions. Lose on Monday and you're the first team since World War II to blow a 3-0 lead in hockey's title series. Either way, the outcome will last forever. For the Panthers, the 2,464th game in franchise history is unquestionably the biggest one ever. It's for all the marbles, immortality awaiting with a win, ignominy awaiting with a loss. The fourth and final chance the Panthers will get this season to win the Stanley Cup has arrived, with Florida playing host to the Edmonton Oilers in the final game of this season on Monday night. Security is being increased field side to stop fans getting to players at the European Championship. The problem at Euro 2024 peaked when at least 6 fans tried to get selfie photos with Cristiano Ronaldo on Saturday. UEFA says additional safety measures will be deployed in the 10 stadiums in Germany. No details were revealed of the updated plan to stop intruders who face a tournament ban and criminal prosecution for trespassing. 4 fans pursuing Ronaldo got on the field Saturday during Portugal's 3-0 win over Turkey, and more tried after the game ended in Dortmund. 6 people came out of the crowd and stormed the 18th green while the leaders were lining up their putts on the final hole of regulation at the Travelers Championship. The intruder delayed the finish for about 5 minutes. The people sprayed white and red powder, leaving stains on the grass before Scotty Scheffler, Tom Kim, and Akshay Bhatia finished their rounds. After the intruders were tackled by police and taken off, Scheffler left a potential 26-foot clincher from the fringe on the right edge of the cup. Then he tapped in for par. Kim trailed by 1 stroke heading into the final hole, but sank a 10-foot birdie putt to tie Scheffler and send the tournament into a sudden death playoff. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Boosters. I'm Michael Hernan.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
For the better, I hope you find circled in chalk. It was over and he knew it. Yes, somebody had to do it. I just killed a man, left him in his drive. Watched the light go out of his loving eyes. I got in my car, made my getaway. Couldn't stop the tears.
system won't be.
When you find yourself, I've been
is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO 100.9.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to.
I'm just